T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Debate. Sounds like we're going to be carrying the Democrat debate tonight here at WRV. Of course, it'll be on ABC as well at Texas Southern University in Houston, Texas. And Julia Manchester is a reporter for The Hill newspaper. She joins us now to fill us in on where things stand this morning. Julia, this is 10 folks on stage, one night instead of the two nights with 20 people. How'd they pick these 10 candidates?
Yeah, they decided to give us reporters a little bit of a break this time, okay, so we didn't have to do this on Friday night as well. But yes, there was a polling threshold as well as an individual donor threshold. So it was at least 2% support in a number of polls, as well as 130,000 individual donors threshold. And you saw that a number of candidates, you know, kind of the usual suspects, former Vice President Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders, all made the stage. However, there were some surprises, such as tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang. So it'll be interesting to see this mix of people up on this stage tonight.
Boy, 2% doesn't seem like much of a threshold at all.
It doesn't, but I think part of that has to do with the fact that the field is so big, uh-huh, and you have people like Biden, Sanders, and Warren kind of sucking up all of that air because they already have such high name recognition that I think the DNC was thinking it might have been a bit more fair to maybe extend it or lower that threshold a little bit. But not everyone's happy with this. We've seen Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado complaining, or Governor Steve Bullock from Montana saying the DNC is not giving enough candidates a chance, and they're actually saying they should have done what the RNC did in 2015 and 2016 and kind of have a two-part debate on the same night.
Interesting. Now, I heard something about Andrew Yang saying that he had plans to say or do something during tonight's debate that no one has ever done. What in the world is he talking about, do you think?
No, I'm asking that same question as well. His campaign manager told Sam Stein, that another fellow reporter, I believe, in the Daily Beast in Washington, D.C. So we're all kind of on our toes watching for that, because we know that Andrew Yang has done things very unconventionally, very different from other candidates. So, and he'll have to do a lot of work, I think, someone like him, to stand out on that stage. Remember, what everyone is watching for tonight is how Biden is going to react on stage with Senators Warren and Sanders. Biden is the centrist on stage, and Sanders and Warren are the two progressives. So you're going to see this line drawn between ideologies within the Democratic Party. So this could be a way for Andrew Yang to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, there's other, you know, candidates on stage as well. So we'll see how much he's able to break through.
That is, I mean, it's really interesting. It's smart. Whoever his communications people are, they're smart, because we're talking about him and we wouldn't normally be talking about him in the hours leading up to the debate, unless he offered some sort of bizarre promise like that. I can't imagine what it could be that would be appropriate, that would be different. I mean, it's probably not speaking Spanish, because they all seem to try to, you know, curry favor with Hispanics. And Jorge Ramos from Univision is going to be one of the moderators. What's the story on that?
Yeah, so Jorge Ramos will be one of the moderators, and we know that you know, this obviously will be broadcast, you know, will be broadcast on Univision for Spanish speaking viewers. But Jorge Ramos has a very interesting history. So he was one of the reporters who, you know, was kind of expelled, if you will, from a Trump campaign press conference during President Trump's campaign for pressing him on his on his comments about, you know, Mexican immigrants and immigration in general. So I think including him on stage will definitely provide a different lens of questions for these candidates when it comes to the question of immigration. We know that Republicans are going to go all out on the issue of immigration because that's something that rallies up President Trump's base. So Democrats are going to have to come up with their own plans, their own responses. And I think Jorge Ramos is someone who can really push that.
It'll be interesting to see whether he plays the role of reporter or activist. And I do think he's crossed the line from reporter to activist a lot. So I'm curious as to what he plans to do tonight. Then you got George Stephanopoulos, the former Clinton operative, who's now pulling in big bucks as the host of Good Morning America. And David Muir is the other.
Yes.
Interesting.
David Muir. And I got to say this, David, I went to Ithaca College, and David Muir is an Ithaca College alum in upstate New York, so we're all pulling for him tonight.
Okay. Well, yeah. I met him one time. He seemed pretty grounded compared to some of the other folks who make it to network. So listen, Julia Manchester, reporter for The Hill, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you again after the debate and see what this big surprise is, supposedly, from Andrew Yang. I appreciate the guidance as we head towards this debate tonight with the Democrats. Thank you.
I'll be watching. Thank you.
All right. We'll come back and check traffic and weather together here on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.